Hey there, amazing parents. Cheryl Lang here, and I'm excited to have you join us for another episode of the Parenting Podcast. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of authoritative parenting, a style that blends adaptability, warmth, and structure. Join us as we peel back the layers of this approach, unveiling its strengths and practical strategies. From cultivating critical thinking skills to nurturing a collaborative bond grounded in mutual respect, we're here to provide you with actionable insights and valuable tips to empower you on your parenting journey. Get ready for a discussion that we hope will equip you with tools you need to thrive as a parent. Okay, let's jump in.
Well, I saw something new this week.
Oh, really?
I was driving, sitting at a stoplight, and saw a doggy school bus.
What?
It was a full-on school bus.
Okay.
And it said doggy school on it.
Was it yellow and black?
It was black and white.
Uh-huh.
But yes, a doggy school bus. And inside this school bus, there were dogs going to
school. Say it again.
Yeah. Did they have, like, their owners with them sitting next to them?
I couldn't see that much. They drove by, you know, on the road, but there were definitely dogs in there.
So they're sitting in their seats with little halters, or?
I said, it drove right by, but there were dogs in there, and I guess they were going to school.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like a Nickelodeon show.
The whales on the dog bus.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I guess they pick them up at their home and take them to their little training place.
Wow. I mean, you know, we've been talking about parenting styles. Oh, my goodness. There are so many dog training styles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I know we don't have really fancy dogs. We just have a schnauzer and a dachshund. But I know years ago, we did have a trainer come into our house.
Uh-huh.
And he worked with us like for 3 sessions. And that was really helpful because we had a really, really disobedient strong-willed dachshund.
Oh, I thought it was the Boston Terrorist.
No, that was a dachshund. Those were inherited.
Is there anything but a strong-willed dachshund?
No, they're very strong-willed. But they have to meet up with me. So you can't look it out.
And you are an authoritarian dog parent.
Yes, very much so.
Well, you do, what's his name, the dog whisperer?
Yeah, Cesar Millan.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hit them and stuff.
You don't hit them.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
You tap them on the side of the neck. And it breaks their train of thought when they're doing the wrong thing.
To get their attention.
That's the philosophy.
Okay.
You're not whacking. You're just doing that.
Right.
It's very interesting. I just don't ever remember anybody doing things like this for their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually a piece of paper, newspaper, when you whack your dog with the newspaper.
Bop their nose.
Yeah.
Like my daughter with her standard poodle, Rory, she has done, it's not permissive, but it's positive.
Okay.
So she says only positive training.
Okay.
And it's been amazing. If you've been around him, he's brilliant. He can do 30 or 40 tricks. And he's really well behaved. Except when he's not, but he's really well behaved, and it's only been positive over reinforcement. So it's been real heavy on her involvement.
Right.
But I am impressed. But it just took her a long time.
And you have to have the time to do
it. That has to be the
focus for quite a while. And that's why a dog trainer works good too.
Yes.
Well, see, she says, I'm a dog trainer. I'm just positive. So she said if she started a school bus thing, it would be positively trained.
Okay.
I thought that's a good name.
PAW, positively.
Hey, Christy. You get a gold star.
I love a pun.
So this gets us into our subject on this series that we're doing on parenting styles or focus. And I thought it's been so interesting.
Yeah.
To explore the different perspective.
Put names to it.
Right.
Yes.
You know. Right. And to appreciate differences, I think, in parenting, that our children are different, our families are different. You know, to think through other people's perspectives.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we've covered three basic styles that are generally categorized. And so today we're going to look at a fourth. But before we get that, how about if we look at the three which we've already covered?
Well, the first one we did was authoritarian, which I can kind of relate to. That's kind of my personality. That's bossy.
So kind of give us just the parameters of what that would look like.
Well, an authoritarian parent tends to be fairly structured. Mm-hmm. They want their home and their children and their dogs structured. They tend to be rule-centered.
Yeah.
You know, this is the rule. Obey it. They tend to really focus on, and it's not bad, but respect for authority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were told to do that. You know, so-and-so said to do that. And they're usually fairly consistent because they know where they're going and how to get there.
Very good. And so, go back and listen if you haven't heard it. There are pros and cons.
Yeah, and those were just the pros. I mean, but
characteristics.
Not everybody would say those are pros.
True.
They're just saying that's descriptive. Uh-huh. But they do bring structure and security in a loving way.
Right.
Because we're not talking about the abuse of it.
Right.
It's not a free fall, for sure.
Well, if we don't have a structure, we don't have a world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called chaos.
True. Yeah. Well, one of the others we talked about was attachment parenting.
Okay.
And in that style, it really focuses on building secure emotional bonds between parent and child. We talked about how attachment theory, attaching with your child is valuable and necessary, but this is a little bit different.
So what do they prioritize?
So they prioritize the child's emotions, the child's emotional well-being and desires.
And like we said before, we're saying everyone needs to be well-attached with their children.
Yeah.
But this one values responding to their children.
Yes, and almost structuring your life in a way that's the central focus of your family is emotional bonds.
So at the end of the day, that parent might ask, how are my kids emotionally today?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Whereas I would say, did they obey me today?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
Which makes a benefit that's much more clear cut. Uh-huh. Okay. Then the other one we talked about, we called permissive parenting. And so it values flexibility and emphasizes freedom and autonomy for the child. So rather than what authoritarian says, no, I will superimpose my structure on you, permissive parenting says, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to value the autonomy of the child and give them just a lot more freedom and then direct them without trying to take that away from them.
Right.
Yes, more free-flowing.
More free-flowing and particularly allowing the child what I've heard them say is really respecting the child instead of me imposing what I think on top of the child, which has its value.
It's a little bit child-led some parameters, loving, gentle parameters by the parent behind.
I would say, and I would say these two we just said are very child-centric where authoritarian wouldn't be.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the fourth one we're going to do.
Oh, yes.
I've even struggled when we began pulling all this together and I looked out there to see what do the experts say. This fourth one, I don't like the name and we already said it. Everybody calls it authoritative parenting.
Right.
But that sounds so much like authoritarian.
Yeah. Yes, very
confusing. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. And not as clear in describing what it is.
And that's characterized by, I would say, clear expectations, a warmth, and then open communication and consistency.
Well, it seems to be that this style of parenting is looking at case-by-case basis, pulling from more adaptive to the circumstance or the child.
How about that? If we call it adaptive parenting. Yeah. Or adaptable? What would adaptive parenting?
Adaptive is good.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Because it adapts to the circumstances and the child.
Right. And it's kind of drawing from a toolbox of resources.
Yeah. Very good.
For each specific situation.
Okay, maybe we can go on a TED Talk or maybe we can write our thesis or something coming up with this name.
Because
I think that's a really great way of describing it because it has structure.
Mm-hmm.
And parameters, but trying to adapt to the needs of the family and so forth while staying maybe with boundaries or bumpers. Mm-hmm. Like in bowling, you know, when they put, they have those alleys and it goes, and it, you can put bumpers and it bounces back and forth.
Right.
Well, you know, talking about adaptive, the desert in the United States is changing.
How so?
Because the climate's changing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they're getting more water.
Okay.
So the plants have adapted.
Really?
They haven't evolved because they're not changing their structure of who they are, but they've adapted their cells to be able, the desert plants can take in more water.
Interesting.
And so the deserts are starting to, not the deserts itself, but the greenery
the
is, the vegetation is expanding more into the desert now across the globe.
Wow. And so that is a good picture that as parents, I think it's a very positive trait.
Yeah.
To adapt to have your, they're still staying plants.
Yeah. Right.
They're not quitting being a cactus.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're adapting to the situation for what helps you flourish more.
Yes.
Which, because as parents, you don't have to be a parent very long before you realize there's going to be circumstances you didn't expect to be in.
Yes.
Or
like
children. Yeah. Or children you didn't expect to throw you curveballs.
Yes.
And so you do have to adapt quite a bit.
And one of the things that, and again, we don't want to bring shame or condemnation, but I think some of the other styles we looked at, we talked about some of the weaknesses. Imbalance can get off if it becomes an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is my agenda. I will say, I'm going to use my daughter, that for this positive dog raising, that it is an agenda.
Right.
And if I speak a little harshly or I pull a little too hard on the leash, she'll say, no, Mom, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, do this. So she has a real solid agenda, which if this were a human being, it wouldn't bring much flexibility to it.
Right.
And so that's what I see sort of in this adaptive parenting. We've got our new word, girls. In adaptive parenting, that rather than agenda, it is a philosophy and a long-term view, and then moving the puzzle pieces within the bumpers or the boundaries.
Right. I think I've shared this before on here, but my first two children fell in line with my bend towards authoritarian parenting pretty well. They responded well to what I had laid out for them. But then I my third child, she definitely had some sensory needs, some sensory sensitivities.
Yeah.
And some sleep issues and just a couple of things that were through kinks in my system.
Yeah.
And being adaptive was necessary. And I did not see that coming. So I just think there's often times that we have to pivot.
And so instead of saying wide open adaptability and we just wake up and whatever happens, let's talk about more. What would be different aspects that we would say adaptive parenting? What would make it up where we're saying this is the general structure or sort of like a scaffolding maybe, you know, not like solid bars, like authoritarian, you would say might be pretty strong cast iron bars, but to have scaffolding. So what would you say some of the things you would speak into if we were going on TED Talk and we were talking about adaptive parenting?
Well, I think one thing I heard recently that I feel communicates it well is having expectations over having rules.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they talked about expectations being something you're calling your children up to. And I loved that perspective because you're admitting it's going to be a process for them to rise to that occasion, to rise to that expectation. And rules are so black and white, they can be broken.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of room there for growth and for grace and for walking them through the process of owning those values for themselves and internalizing. So I just really liked that distinction.
Yeah. And I do like it because life is process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of it as expectations that have flexibility in them. And we adapt and help them to grow.
It's more holding your child's hand on the path of their journey towards that expectation rather than this is the rule, you broke it, you failed, not quite as harsh.
Okay, and so I'm listening to you thinking about what the difference is, because in adaptive parenting, you're giving them support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good way.
Right.
Pulling them up to an expectation, but there's support, whereas just rules, well, were you in by 9 o'clock? No. Bam.
Yes.
Or permissive. It's just, oh, whatever.
Yep. Right.
So they don't even know what they're working towards.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's true. That's a weakness of that type of parenting. What else?
Well, I think, you know, I kind of like the warmth and support idea, because it took me, I wasn't that way with my first two.
Yeah.
I was very authoritarian, you know, and it was like, you know, I told you to do this. Why didn't you do this? Why I really don't care why you didn't do this.
Right.
Rather, with my other kids, I sort of started to learn, oh, ask them, what were they thinking? Why did they do that? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, do you understand what we're asking you to do? It just allows for a warmer relationship with your children, because you're, you know, they feel like they're heard and not just told.
Yes.
That's so good. You know? Yeah, I think this would lend towards much better communication.
Yes, yes.
Because communication's give and take. And so I think in the others, there's not as much give and take.
Right.
And there's a time and place for each of these.
Yes.
I mean, when you have a five-year-old, you have to be an authoritarian and say, this is how we cross the road.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a black and white on how we do this.
Right.
Well, but instead of being, that's authoritarian.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. That's an adaptive parenting. We go, this is the place for a rule, not a flexible consideration.
Right, right.
But with that communication, you're communicating to the five-year-old, I'm actually empowering you with this rule. Like, this is equipping you. Because someday I'm going to have to release you to cross roads by yourself, and I need you to know how do it safely.
And it's, go ahead.
Well, it's the same, you know, with relationships, because with, say, an authoritarian, relationships can be pretty black and white. You know, this adult or this figure had told you to do this, they're the authority, you have to do this.
No questions asked.
Right. This teaches your child how to ask questions, but still be respectful, which is a really important learning skill, rather than, I don't want to do that.
Right.
It's, you know, to say, oh, well, how am I supposed to cross the road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and just kind of being able to ebb and flow in that area.
And you used really good words, equipping and empowering.
Yeah.
And I think
that was good.
That's what we are promoting. Is we want to equip and empower with some structure in there.
Right. Yeah. And you're giving them these critical thinking skills that they need.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about with the other styles, how they lead towards releasing our children from day one.
Yeah.
And I really see that being one of the pros of this style of working towards release as you incrementally let go of that control of, you know, the, like the authoritarian parent would have.
And I think, like in the area of correction, some people use the word discipline, but discipline has a connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's say correction.
Mm-hmm.
In some parenting styles, they don't want to superimpose correction on the child.
Yeah.
Or they're totally superimposing corrections.
Right.
Yes. And so particularly in authoritarian, the approach is often punitive.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
There is a lot of correction, direction, and training that goes on in adaptive parenting.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about, this discussions, and there are consequences.
Yeah.
And you follow through on the consequences. So the approach is not punitive, but instructive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Right. That's really interesting that you say that, because, you know, we talked, I think, at the beginning of the series about kind of the places we come from in our parenting, and there really is this pendulum swing that we see from one to another, and I think this adaptive parenting is the pendulum settling in the middle to pull from the pros of all of these different techniques.
Yeah.
Pendulum parenting?
Well, I've done that too. But...
Well, that is the problem.
Right.
That depends on my mood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then the children don't know what to expect.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you had said you've even heard from parents that say, oh, I think I'm a blend between authoritarian and permissive. And I relate with that a lot, because a lot of my parenting was trying to be authoritarian.
Right.
And then because I really wanted control and I wanted order and I wanted structure. But then when it didn't work, I would just give up and be exhausted and say, fine, just do whatever you want. You're going to argue anyway, you know? And so it was that pendulum swing a lot of times in my house.
And what we're talking about here, particularly thinking about instead of punitive punishment, I really like the idea of equipping with responsibilities and then holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one of the things we've talked about is you get your first job at McDonald's. They don't want to adapt to how you're feeling today.
Right.
Okay. So they give you responsibility and they're holding you accountable. Well, that's why you got fired.
Yeah.
And so I like those words. Mm-hmm. So that would describe how we do it, that you have these clear cuts. This is what you're being expected. Do you understand? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hold you accountable, mm-hmm. not punitive for how you're feeling
right,
today.
Right.
And that's and real leaves, life training.
Right.
And it leaves the choice up to them. Because in the end, when everything's said and done for each of us as individuals, we are making our choices.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you've trained or you're training your children that there's consequences, whatever style that you use, because that's the complaint that you're hearing from businesses like McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
that the kids come in to get a job and then they're told to do something. Well, I don't mop floors.
Right, right. Like, well, then you don't work here.
Yeah, and so.
But I like the flexibility of you're giving them choices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your choice.
And it's a respectful way to interact with your children. And it really, it agrees in some ways with the permissive parent in giving the child some autonomy.
Yep.
Yeah.
But holding their feet to the fire, so to speak, in giving a consequence for the benefit of them growing into a respected adult.
And learning my choices have consequences.
Right. Yeah.
Or benefits.
True.
Because some of the others, if there's no consequence, how are they going to learn that their choices are important?
Mm-hmm.
Or if, like an authoritarian, everything's superimposed, they don't have a lot of choices.
Mm-hmm.
They're not learning. You know, you were talking about walking through learning how to make choices and the pros and cons. So you were talking about a cost-benefit ratio.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, that takes conversation and that takes, this is clear what's being expected of you. And then here clearly what's going to happen with your choices, good or bad.
Right. You know, another pro, I think, that comes from this style is talking about respecting our kids, listening to them, listening to their viewpoints and their world. And it brings an amount of cultural relevance.
Okay, talk about that. I like that.
Well, I just think, you know, maybe not so much when our kids are young, but definitely as they grow older and move into adulthood, which that whole season's very fresh on my mind at all times because I'm in it.
She just graduated her baby.
My baby, yes. I'm officially finished with all school things, so that's great. But I want to remain involved in their lives as their adults. And I think the good way to do that is to stay relevant to what their cultural context is.
True.
And having these conversations, the open communication, the respect for them, I feel like is a really good way to stay in their world and to have some weight and influence in their lives.
Yes.
And I think that's what the style is really good at.
And because as a parent, or even for myself as a grandparent, if you don't know the stuff your kids are up against culturally, because it would be different than what I was up against at their ages.
Right.
And some of the conflicts of values are introduced so much earlier than when maybe Cheryl and I were, and probably you too, Christy, you know. And so that plays a big role in how you view everything, because I think that the adaptive parent, because you're communicating, one thing I learned, and I wish I had learned it from the beginning, but that's how you learn, was to take a few moments and go, okay, I need to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I would usually react, you know, and so.
Oh, we all do.
If you have times where you can actually talk with your child or your teen or your young adult, and then you can say, I just need a few minutes. Let me go think about that.
Right.
And I would ground myself to the bedroom.
Yeah.
So I could go in there and just think in quiet and go, okay, I see what they're saying. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. Why do I feel uncomfortable?
Very right. good.
And work through that process.
Versus authoritarian, yeah. where just, it's just, this is the way it is, yeah. and we're not budging.
Right.
I feel like adaptive thinks more from their perspective, their experiences, their viewpoint, and says, okay, I can see where this would be a real challenge in their circumstance.
Sure.
How yeah. could we meet in the middle somewhere?
Yeah, like a lot of the authoritarian decisions are out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, if we talk about them, then they're going to think I'm promoting something right. that I don't agree with.
Right.
Instead of we're having real dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the respect. I see so much respect in that.
Yeah.
That I'm listening to you. Yeah. We're talking about it. And then as an adult, I will make the decision. As the parent, I yeah. have to make a decision. This, I've heard what you have to say. We're mm-hmm. talking about it with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may have to make the decision, or my decision is, I leave it up to you.
Right. Yeah.
And have you weighed the pros and cons? Because you'll have to pay the consequences.
Right. And they can make an informed choice.
Yes.
Because yeah. you've shared with them the consequences you see coming down the road. And I think kids respond well to that in my experience, is when they yeah. feel heard, when they feel yeah. seen, when yeah. they feel acknowledged, and even they say, even if I don't like right. their exactly. my mom's decision or my dad's decision, they listen to me.
Yeah.
And well, they're making that decision based on yes. their wisdom.
Christy, isn't that the way we're supposed to treat everybody?
Right, yeah.
You know that there's no other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and I want to hear and see, even if we disagree.
Right.
Let's have dialogue about it. And in this case, we have a bigger goal because sure. we want to talk and our values are important. But present culture proves you cannot superimpose a belief system
right.
necessarily that's going to take. In fact, right. it's very much in fashion to reject whatever's yeah. been put on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the conversation in this, it's respect. I think this is respectful people. Mm,
yeah, mm-hmm. that's a really good term for it. Because
mm-hmm.
as a reformed authoritarian, and my husband's not, my children would usually be grounded for a year for something. Mm-hmm. And when he got home, he had to unground them. Or I had to go in and say, sorry, guys.
We've taken it before yes, the committee.
Exactly. The boss said, you don't have to be grounded for a right. year, just till tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So.
And so we are out of time. If I'm looking at trying to even think of a negative to this, I will say, particularly compared to authoritarian, it's time consuming.
Yes.
Because yeah. you have to sit. I mean, relationships, if they're
right.
developed, it's time consuming.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Okay. And it's going to require more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the other thing is potential for conflict.
True.
Because I see in some who have permissive parenting or attachment parenting, there's a lot less conflict because you're not pushing back.
Right.
You're allowing the child to kind of make the decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's less conflict, but you're missing out on all the strengths that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think adaptive is good because it gives both people time, the child and the parent. Because I learned later on in parenting my younger children to say, you go in your room and you think about some of the things we talk about and I'm going to think about it. Then you can come back together and talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're helping learn how to make choices because that's what the center of this is. Let's think about, because that's a skill we're really losing in our culture is critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But because you're saying this, there's so much to say here. What if we came back next time and we had some scenarios?
Mm,
and then yeah, you go, okay,
that's a good idea.
Here's a scenario. Your four-year-old, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then we'll say, how would we handle it
based on
what
different
your
styles.
Style is? What do
I
y'all
love
think
that.
About it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. So listeners, be sure and come back. Stick with us. And, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
so
that'd be fun. Yeah. I can role play that I'm a permissive.
You can be any kind of you want to be.
I'm looking forward to hearing Ellen,
Ellen try to be permissive.
Permissive,
yes.
So, whatever your style, remember, hang in there. Keep loving, keep persevering because it's worth it. As we wrap up today's exploration of adaptive parenting, I'm so glad that you joined us here at TPP and have been a part of this conversation. Throughout our discussion, it became evident that our team sees tremendous value in what we believe may be a more balanced approach to parenting, because we see it as a blend of the strengths drawn from the other various styles. So what resonated with you the most? Was it the idea of introducing more structure while preserving your relationships? Or perhaps it was the emphasis on cultivating warmth and deeper connections in your interactions? Or maybe you recognize the importance of fostering more mutual respect within your family dynamics? Whatever spoke to you, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect and consider how you can actively integrate it into your daily life and relationships with your children. As we journey through parenting styles, please know that your questions, insights, and experiences are invaluable to us. So, reach out to us through our website, social media channels, or email us at contact@theparentingpodcast.com. Until we meet again, take care and keep cherishing those precious family bonds.